希望不是因为看见师母坐在诗班里面觉得特别好听。
Hope it's not because my wife was also in the choir. It sounded especially good today.
每一次哈，当我们好朋友分离的时候，都很有伤感。
Every time we feel sorrow when good friends have to apart.
但是每一次重聚的时候，我们都很欢喜快乐。
Yet we all rejoice when we reunion.
如果我们有重聚的把握，分离就不是一个很难的事情。
If we have the assurance that we will see each other again, and it's not so hard to take for the a party.
我讲这些话不是因为今天下午有追思礼拜而讲。
I say this not because this afternoon we're going to have a memorial service.
因为今天在我讲到的里面有一个特别的一个节目要穿插进来。
It is because that there's a special program today during my sermon.
我的好同工，我的弟兄，我的朋友，有一天舍我而去。
One day, my good friend, my coworker, had left me.
因为在当时，福音队的侍奉非常需要这一个人。
At one point, the gospel team was tremendously in need the help of this person.
可能是因为 recession， 因为工作，因为神的感动负担，他远走高飞，跑到加南美地加州南部去了。
Because of whatever reason, he was led away to Southern California.
三年前，我们在福音营福音队唱完以后，他们全家就开了车就往西岸走。
Three years ago, after the offering of the gospel team, and his whole family then drove away from here to Southern California.
头都不回一下就走了。
Never look back.
感谢主，神是公义的。
We thank the Lord because He is righteous.
他这个礼拜神又把他们全家带回来这里。
The Lord has brought them back for this week.
这几天抓住机会苦劝他在这边再找工作。
I was trying to talk them into finding a job around here.
那么他明天还要回到加州。
Unfortunately, he had to return to California.
郑立宏弟兄今天在我们中间，我要请他用诗歌来跟我们做见证。
Brother Luke Zhen is going to testify with his hymn, his music offering.
感谢主给我这个机会，我要为大家献一首诗歌，也分享我内心对神的赞美。是诗歌的名字叫《谷中百合花》，我很喜欢这首诗歌，《The Lily of the Valley》。
主耶稣是我良友，有主生的万有，万人中救主是我最好邻友。主是谷中百合花。
Sorry， 我从头来一次，我常常这样子，太紧张了。
主耶稣是我良友，有主生的万有，万人中救主是我最好邻友。主是谷中百合花，我唯一需要他，他能洗净我，使我圣洁无瑕。悲伤是他来解忧，欢乐是他保佑，一切忧虑全放在主肩头。主是谷中百合花，我唯一需要他，万人中救主最美好，我爱他。主把我忧伤担去，带走一切忧愁，当我受试探时，他是我力量。我愿尽心来爱他，毁掉一切偶像，他有能力保守我，为他而活。那日在天前煮面，享受主爱甘甜，有快乐将何尝留至永远。 主是晨星灿烂光华，是谷中百合花，万人中救主最美好，我爱他。主永不把我丢弃，我主何等仁慈，我要忠诚心靠遵行主旨意。有火焚烧我身旁，人照何时不慌，主赐玛纳喂养我灵得健壮。纵然世界弃绝我，撒旦来试探我，靠着耶稣能过得胜生活。主是晨星灿烂光华，是谷中百合花，万人中救主最美好，我爱他。
谢谢。
可惜他明天还是要回加州。
Unfortunately, he is returning to California tomorrow.
感谢主，今天两首诗歌配在一起，非常的美丽。
I want to thank the Lord because two music offerings matched very well to each other.
耶稣是谷中的百合花。
Jesus is the lily of the valley.
代表外面的吸引。
Represents the outward attractiveness.
耶稣是我们生命的粮，代表里面的满足。
Yes, Jesus is also the food for ourselves,
the bread of life,
which represents the satisfaction to within.
感谢主，我们的主不只是外面吸引我们，里面也满足我们。
So the Lord can satisfy us in both ways.
但愿我们的主今天借助这两首诗歌提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us through these two hymnals.
让我们真是像刚才丽红所唱的最后一句话。她是谷中的百合花，她是最美丽的一位，我爱她。
We can be just like what the hymn said. He is the lily of the valley. He is the most beautiful, and we love him.
一个月以前，我的丈母娘，就是我的岳母，第一次来美国，也来这边看我们。
A month ago, my mother-in-law, her first trip to United States, and she also came to this church.
你知道，任何一个人来看我都没有丈母娘来看我来的紧张。
And anyone can visit me, but no one can make me more nervous when my mother-in-law was visiting me.
所以那短短的几天的时间，我是如履薄冰，是如临深渊。
For a few days like that, I was like walking on a thin ice.
真怕她一生气，女儿不给我了。
I was afraid that maybe she's going to withdraw her daughter.
所以带她来参观教堂，带她去看各处的地方。
So I brought her to visit this church building and visit some other places.
当她来到这个教会的时候，她留下非常深刻的印象。
And there's something in this church impressed her most.
不是说我们教会的色彩很调和。
It has nothing to do with maybe the color blindings were great.
不是说我们外面的 lobby 很宽敞。
It has nothing to do with how big, how grand looking our lobby is.
不是说这个教堂有很多可以用的教室。
It is not because our church has many classrooms.
有一样事情深深地吸引了我的岳母。
There's one thing that deeply attracted her in our church.
因为在这里的短短的几天的时间，她说了又说，讲了又讲。
Because for a few short days, she repeatedly commented on that.
她说她第一次踏进这个教堂，那件事情就吸引了她。
She said the very first moment she entered this church, that had attracted her.
我不知道那个吸引她的那个因素，我们知不知道？尤其是我们在这里聚会很久的弟兄姊妹。
Maybe the factor to her is oblivious to us because we have been here for so long.
她说她进到这个教堂最吸引她。他心里最受感动的，就是进这个礼堂的那个门，门内门外的两节圣经。
What had attracted her the most were the two verses on the door as you entering and leaving the sanctuary.
当我们进来的时候，我们看见在那个门框上有那么一句话。
As we enter the sanctuary, you see the words, the verses above the doorframe.
进这门敬拜耶和华的人。 当听神的话。
All you people who enter this door, this gate, to worship the Lord, hear the word of the Lord.
门内有一句话，你们要去使万民做主的门徒。
As you leave the sanctuary, the verse says, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
这两节圣经对他带来很深很深的印象。
These two verses impressed her the most.
当南区的弟兄姊妹欢迎我的岳父母的那个聚会。
In the meeting where the South Regional Fellowship welcomed my mother-in-law,
我的岳母就用这两节圣经作为她自己的感受，跟大家有一些很深入的分享。
She shared her feelings using these two verses.
因为我们在神的面前有一个负担，就是盼望每一个进到这个教堂来敬拜的人有清楚的目的。
We have this clear calling that whoever enters this church should have a clear goal.
我们知道我们做每一件事情都有不同的动机，有不同的目的。
We know everything we do, there's a different motivation.
我们可能带着不同的动机来到这个礼拜堂。
Perhaps we come to this church with a different reason.
有人心里面沉重忧伤，希望来到这里得到安慰和鼓励。
Some are here to seek for comfort because their hearts are sorrowed.
有人工作受到很大的压力，希望来这里得到片段的休息。
Some would come here to seek for rest because there's tremendous pressure in their work.
不管我们带着什么样的目的来到这个教堂。
Regardless of our purpose of coming to this church.
我在耶利米书第七章第二节把那节圣经贴在那个地方，主要是提醒我们有一个目的，有一个动机，我们不可以没有的。
What's recorded in Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 2 is what I put on the doorframe. That is the one very important goal for coming to this church.
事实上，这节圣经放在那边，我选这段圣经有一点背景，有一个故事。
There is actually a background on why I have selected that verse.
我记得过去在乌本有一位姐妹常常来参加主日崇拜。
As I remember, there was a sister back in the Woburn Church. She came to our church worship very often.
我们十一点聚会，她总是十一点半，看她匆匆忙忙才走进来。
We always started at 11 o'clock, but it's almost always she would come to the church by 11:30.
有一次我很忍不住，我就想问问她为什么她聚会总不能准时。
So once I asked her, how come you're always 30 minutes late?
因为我觉得她不能准时，在聚会前面一段非常重要的一段时间，她就忽略掉。
Because by being late, she was not able to complete the to participate in the worship.
因为我非常看重聚会前面的默祷。诗班所唱的敬乐等等，因为那都是预备我们的心来敬拜神的。
Because all the process before a sermon was here to prepare our hearts for worship.
所以我常常鼓励弟兄姊妹十点钟聚会，盼望能够九点五十分来。
Therefore, I always encourage you to come here even 10 minutes earlier.
有人说你们聚会不是十点半才开始吗？
Some even say, don't your worship start at 10:30?
我一问，原来他说十点半才开始讲道，所以他以为讲道开始就是聚会开始。
So the response was, 10:30 is the beginning of your sermon, that's where the worship really starts.
后来我就问这位姐妹，我说你为什么每一次都迟到？
So I asked her, why is that you're always late?
她说我是从另外一个教堂赶过来的。
She said, that's because I was rushing over from another church.
我要在那边做完礼拜，我才能够赶到这边，所以我没有办法提早到。
I have to finish my worship in a different church before I could come over, therefore I'm always late.
我们今天常常听见人家说，我做一个礼拜已经累死了，他参加两个礼拜。
Some will say, well, it's exhaustive enough to come to one worship, but she went to two.
我就问他，我说你参加哪一个教会呢？
And then ask her, which church did you go to?
他说我在某某地方的一个天主教堂参加第一个聚会。
She said, I went to a Catholic church for my first worship.
那么我参加完那个弥撒，然后才赶到你们教会来参加这个崇拜。
After the mass, then I come over here for your worship.
然后他跟我讲了一句我不会忘记的话。
Then she told me something I would never forget.
他说李牧师，你知道我为什么要参加两个教堂呢？
She said, Pastor Lee, do you know why I want to go to two churches?
他说了一句话，他说在天主堂有神可拜，在你们基督堂有道可听。
He said, in the Catholic Church, there is a Lord to worship, and in the Protestant Church, There's a sermon to hear.
我不会忘记他很诚恳地把他心里面的感觉讲出来。
I cannot forget how sincere she was when she told me this.
那句话没有伤我。
That did not really hurt me.
那句话给我一个很深的一个提醒。
But that, what she said became a strong reminder.
难道真的我们教会只给人听道而没有让神让人家看见可以敬拜吗？
Is it really true that this is only a church to listen to sermon, but there's no God to worship?
所以我选了耶利米书第七章第二节的意思，就是说让弟兄姊妹看见，让每一个来这个教会敬拜的人看见，这两件事是不能分的。
So I selected Jeremiah 7:2 because I want to emphasize these two events are inseparable.
我们来这个进到这个门来敬拜神，要听神的话，这两件事是不可分的。
For those who enter the gate to worship the Lord shall hear the word of God.
当然，当这个姊妹说这句话的时候，一直到今天，给我一个非常深刻的反省。
Yes, indeed. What she had said have made me to reflect upon it.
到底今天在我们教会里面有没有一种敬拜的感觉？有没有一个敬拜的气氛？有没有一些敬拜的实际
？Do we really have the sense of worshiping in this church?
难道我们只是把圣经打开，因为是圣经教会，所以给大家听一篇圣经就回去了
？Are we only here to open up our Bible to hear the sermon just because we're called the Bible Church?
另外一节圣经，你们要去，使万民做主的门徒。
The second passage is go to make disciples of all nations.
进来要有清楚的目的。
As you come.You should have a clear goal.
出去要有明显的方向。
As you leave, you should have a clear direction.
这才叫道成肉身，这才叫信仰在生活里面落实的意义。
This is truly the word become flesh. This is truly to practice what you believe.
感谢主，外面一节圣经是旧约，里面一节圣经是新约，所以我们提醒弟兄姊妹，我们是用整本圣经的代表性来提醒。
These two passages, one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, that represents we take the whole Bible as a complete a teaching.
我们出去要看的这段圣经就是刚才张弟兄带我们所读的，请各位翻到马太福音第二十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
十六节到二十节。
Verses 16 through 20.
那么这段圣经我们都非常的熟悉。
This is a familiar passage.
如果一个国家需要一个建国大纲的话，
If a nation needs a plan to build this nation,
这一段很出名的经文是两千年来主耶稣对历世历代各地的教会的建教大纲。
So this passage then is the grandiose plan of how the Lord had taught his disciples.To build his church.
十八节给我们看见这个大使命的基础。
Verse 18 told us about the foundation of this great commission.
主耶稣说：“天上地下所有的权柄已经赐给我了。”
All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
根据主耶稣基督这个大的权柄，我们可以去执行他的使命。
With this authority, then we are commissioned to this great commission.
这是提到大使命的基础。
This is the foundation of this great commission.
二十节最后一句话，我要与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这是大使命的应许。
The promise recites in verse 20 says, "Surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age."
我们知道，在马太福音一开始讲到主的同在，到结束的时候还是讲到神的同在。
We know that from the very beginning.To the very end of the Matthews, the Lord always says, "I will be with you."
马太福音一章二十三节说，耶稣的名字要叫做以马内利，翻出来就是上帝与人同在的意思。
Emmanuel, as I mentioned in the beginning of the Matthew, means the God with you.
我们感谢主，马太写福音书的时候，他是前后是一致的。
When Matthew wrote the gospel, he is extremely consistent.
在第二章讲到几个博士要来拜那个小孩子，到最后的时候，我们还是看到是以敬拜作为结束的。
On chapter 2, when the wise men came to worship the child, at the very end of Matthew's, it says also to worship him.
那么二十节的后面讲到大使命的应许。
So the ending on verse 20th, talking about the promise of this great commission.
有基础，有应许。那么十九节和二十节的上半段是讲到大使命的内容。
There is a foundation, there is a promise, and in between them, talking about the content of this great commission.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名替他们施洗，而且我所吩咐你们的，也要教训他们遵守。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything.
提到三件事情。
So he talked about three things.
领人接受基督。
Lead people to the, to Christ.
不是单单领人接受耶稣而已。
It shouldn't stop by leading people to accept Jesus.
因为基督是君王的意思。
Jesus means the king.
所以他说要做门徒。
So you should become the disciples.
要服这个君王。
To obey this king.
要跟从这个君王。
To follow this king.
要跟这个君王学习。
To learn from this king.
所以 disciple 这个字呢，也是 apprentice， 也是学徒的意思。
So a disciple also means apprentice.
在台语的圣经把它翻成学生，就是学生的意思。
And also means student.
所以第一是领人接受基督。
So the first is to lead people to Christ.
第二，受洗加入教会。
The second is to be baptized and join the church.
第三，训练建立圣徒。
The third is to teach them to become saints.
那么在这二十节里面，我们看见有几个很重要的词，我们不能忽略。
There are a few very important terms in verse 20.
我们注意三个代名词。
We see three
pronouns.
A pronoun.
第一个是我。
First is I.
第二个是你们 ，plural you.
Then second is you in plural form.
那么第三是他们。
Third is them.
那么很明显的，在大使命里面包括这三种不同的代名词所代表的个体。
So clearly, the Great Commission represents all these three pronouns.
一个是我
，I.
一个是你们
，you.
一个是他们
，and they.
我是信仰的起源。
I am the source of your belief.
你们是信仰的过程。
You are the process of your faith.
他们是信仰的目的。
They, to get them baptized, is the goal of your faith.
从你们、他们、你们、他们就建立这两千年的教会历史。
Between you today and you today established this 2,000 years of church history.
你们和他们是常变的。
You and they are continuously changing.
这个我是不变的。
I am never changing.
这两千年来，许多的人从他们变成你们。
For 2,000 years, many have changed from they to you.
我们这些他们是那些你们所教导的对象。
We, the they are the goal of teaching from you.
Okay, 再说一遍，我们这些他们是那个你们所教导的对象，所以他们是你们，我们是他们。
We are the object of teaching as they, and you are teaching they to make they to become you.
然后这个你们教了这个他们之后
，After you have taught them.
那么这个他们要变成你们，要去教另外的他们。
They will become you, then continue to teach additional them.
反正你们懂我的意思哈。但在这个你们他们的改变里面，那个我是不改变。
Throughout all these transitioning between you and them, I am never changing.
如果这个他们永远做他们。不能做你们的话，就不是生生不息的这个薪火相传。
If they can never become you, then the Christianity would cease.
所以这个你们、他们和我合在一起，我把它叫做 discipleship training， 门徒训练。
You, they, and I all joined together is called discipleship training.
这三个代名词配上三个动词。
Three pronouns connected with three verbs.
我配上什么呢？吩咐。
I order. I command you.
你们配上教导。
You go to teach.
或者教训。他们遵守。
They obey.
主吩咐。
The Lord command.
我今天在教训。
Me, I'm here. Go to teach.
你们去遵守。
And you.Will obey.
这三样东西合起来就叫做教会。
or three things combined together is a church.
从横切面来看是教会，从纵切面来看，这叫教会历史。
Vertically is a history of church, and horizontally it's called church.
Okay, 那么从一个角度来看，这是教会。
In one aspect, this is church.
从另外一个角度来看，这是教会的历史。
In another aspect, this is the history of our church.
那么这样的一个教会和教会历史，我们把它总结叫做薪火相传。
Combining these two together, it's called handing down the baton.
这些是我们所知道的。
This is what we know.
我不想再讲十八节到二十节。
I don't want to repeat 18th and 20th again.
因为今天我们讲太多这些理论，弟兄姊妹到底是有益还是无益呢？
And we have talked too much about theories, whether intentionally or unintentionally.
有的时候我非常非常的矛盾。
Sometimes I feel this conflicting in my heart.
要好好的准备讲道来供应弟兄姊妹的需要。
I want to really prepare myself to be able to supply you.
所以我在神的面前有一个雄心，我要讲最好的道来帮助弟兄姊妹。
I have this ego in front of God. I want to prepare the best sermon.
但是听许多最好的道对我们有益处没有呢？我实在是一个很大的问号。
My big question mark is merely listen to the great sermon. Is that really useful for me?
许许多的人听到头很大。
Many have heard enough sermon so their head becomes really big.
头大的结果是什么呢？
What's the result of it being a very wise and very big head?
简单的物理现象就是重心会提高。
A simple fact is with a big head, your center of gravity is moving upward.
你一直高高到破坏那个平衡点的时候。
Perhaps it would be so high, it's going to break the balance.
那个人走在路上就很辛苦。
It would be difficult for this person to move around.
因为他的头一直要把他就导向一个方向。
Because he has tried very hard to keep his head straight.
再不平衡。
The even worse than that.
台湾人说这个人就堕讨灾，整个人就要反过来。
It says then it becomes upside down.
因为重心高到一个地步，那必须反过来才变成正常。
When the center of gravity is above the balancing point of your body,The stable point is turning the other way.
所以请问一个头倒过来的人怎么能够过正常的生活呢？
If a person's head is facing downward, how can this person live a normal life?
所以我们在讲生活要落实。
We said we should have a solid foundation for our daily living.
我们说我们要行道，不要单单听道。
We should practice what we learn merely just saying listen.
没有办法，因为我们倒过来了。
We can't help it because we've been turned upside down.
所以理论听多了，道理听多了，有好处也有缺点。
There's advantage and as well as disadvantage of listening too many or too much sermon.
今天早上我要跟弟兄姊妹思想十六节、十七节，而不是十八节到二十节。
So this morning I want you to pay attention to verse 16 and 17 instead.
因为十六节、十七节说明那个接受大使命的人。所预先有的条件是什么？
Because 16 and 17 set the condition of those people who were receiving this great commission.
这个条件合了以后，再来讲大使命才是合理、合情、合法。
Only when you meet those conditions, you are then fitting to receive this great commission.
第一，我们看十六节。
Verse 16.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。
So the 11 disciples went to Galilee.To the mountain where Jesus had told them to go.
当时门徒跟耶稣分离以后，他们留在耶路撒冷。如果我们看地图的话，他们是在南边。
So if we look up on the map, we realize what they were at that point in time were in the southern part of Israel.
他们在犹太省这个地方，耶稣要他们往北走到加利利省去。
So they were told to march northward to Galilee.
就要离开耶路撒冷往北走。
So left Jerusalem to go north.
到什么地方呢？
Where were they going?
到一个约定的山。
To a place where they had been appointed to.
我花了很多时间去找圣经的解释，圣经的这些学者，到底那约定的山是哪一个山？
I done a lot of research trying to find out which mountain this was.
末终一世不同的说法。
There are many theories about pointing to where this mountain
might be. 后来我只好接受一个事实，既然这里没有讲哪一个山，我就不去乱猜了。
So I have stopped here by stopping not getting any forward.
但是这个山是上帝所约定的一个地方。
But it is a place. It is a mountain. Jesus has ordered the disciples to go to.
主耶稣做这件事情不是第一次。
This is not the first time he had done this.
他带着门徒暗暗地到一些他约定的地方去跟他们相会。
He had indeed brought his disciples to some mountains to meet.
因为那个时候太忙，事情太多。
Because there were many things happening, they were very busy.
不管多忙，不管事情多重，
regardless how busy they were,
耶稣总是看重跟门徒在一个约定的地方跟他们相会。
Jesus always emphasized to have the opportunity to meet with his disciples at a mountain.
山上是什么地方？
What do we mean by up in the mountain?
是远避人烟的高处。
It is a high point that you stay away from the surroundings.
耶稣曾经把门徒带到该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
For example, he brought his disciples to Caesarea, Philippines.
他到那个该撒利亚腓立比境内的时候，主要是要跟他们有一段安静、单独面对面的时刻。
He went to Caesarea, Philippines, because he wanted to have a quiet moment with his disciples.
基督教不是出教，不是出世的。
Christianity doesn't mean you should leave this world.
但是出世却是入世的条件和预备。
To be able to temporarily leave the world is a condition for you to re-enter this world.
所以为什么我们礼拜天要鼓励大家来崇拜？
This is why we encourage you to come to churches on Sunday.
老实说，早上礼拜天早上十点到十一点十五分，这是短暂的出世。
It's a very short moment for hour and 15 minutes.To leave the world behind.
因为我们把世界丢在后面。
We don't worry about our work anymore.
没有繁重的这个工作。
We don't worry about our heavy loads momentarily.
没有繁重的这一个家务事。
There's no house chores to worry about.
那只有李牧师一个人在台上跟翻译两个人去辛苦，那也是公道了。
Only the work of the Pastor Lee.
这是一种出世。
This is indeed to leave the world behind you.
但是一个半钟头以后。
But after an hour and a half,
或者三个钟头以后，
or maybe 3 hours later,
我们要离开这里。
We have to leave here.
回那个要做许多家务的家。
We have to go back to our home.
回那个有许多功课等着我们的书桌。
We have to go back to the desk where many.
明天要回到我们许多责任的工作。
Tomorrow we have to return to our work.
那么在这种情形叫做入世。
And this is to.Enter this world.
那么这个出世会影响那个入世。
Indeed, you're leaving this world momentarily is going to influence how you're going to perform in this world.
这个出世使我们知道预备好自己来面对入世的一些挑战。
This momentary leaving this world is to prepare ourselves to go back to meet all the challenges.
所以为什么我们听不到大使命的声音？为什么我们不会去投入大使命的工作？
The reason we don't hear the Great Commission and we don't participate in the Great Commission,
我们太少跟主耶稣有这种约定的关系和约定的经历。
It is because we have too few of those special appointments with Jesus.
今天有许多人忙，忙得不得了。
Many are too busy today.
我这几个月，过去几个月，有许多忙的经验可以跟大家分享。
I have many experiences of being busy for the last few months.
许多行政的事情要处理。
There are much administrative chores to take care of.
许多紧急的病人要探访。
There are urgencies, the patients I need to visit.
今天的道要花很多的时间准备。
I have to spend a lot of time to prepare for a sermon.
突然接到一个邀请，要在中文学校演讲比赛做裁判长。
Suddenly I receive an invitation to become head of the judges for a Chinese school competition.
事情太多。
This is a lot of work.
太多太多的工作。
It's too much work, perhaps.
忙是心亡，对不对？忙就是心死掉，忙。
The Chinese character busy means the death of your heart.
感谢主，这半年来我的心没有死。
I want to thank the Lord because for the last 6 months, my heart had not died.
因为我不把刚才所说这些事情 从累积的角度来看。
Because I did not take what I was talking about in a cumulative sense.
我乃是从制衡的角度来看，我要解释。
Because I use that in a sense of a balancing each other.
我不是说我一件事情加一件事情又加一件，哎呀，忙死了，忙死了。
So I do not take them into a cumulative effect.
我把处理行政的忙告一个段落，用去探望病人来平衡我这个处理行政的忙。
So I use the administrative chores and the visitation as a balance to each other.
是占据了我所有的时间。
Yes, indeed, it took a lot of my time.
但是我心里面没有压力。
But I had no pressure on my.
譬如我看教科书看了很久。
Like I have read the textbook for a long time.
我再花一点时间看一点 Reader's Digest， 真是一个很好的 Digest。
Then I turn myself to read the 读者文摘。It's a good balance.
因为这两段时间都是花掉。
I spend time in either way.
但是我两个时间花掉，所花不同的角度和重点来平衡我里头的心理状况。
But I use different point of view, different emphasis to strike for a balance.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管多忙，没有借口不来到神的面前灵修，大家懂我的意思吗？
Therefore, no matter how busy you are, you have no excuse not to study the Bible every day.
如果 A 和 B 可以在忙的当中平衡的话，
If A and B can balance in being busy,
那么我们读经是超过 A， 是超过 B 的事情。
Studying the Bible, studying the word of the Lord is above A and B.
因为 A, B, C, D 是整个横的一些东西。
A, B, C, and other events are horizontal.
跟神的亲近是一个重的关系。
To be close to the Lord is a vertical relation.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们需要与主有约定的时间在一起。
Brothers and sisters, we should have appointed a time with Jesus.
我没有时间多提，不过我希望弟兄姊妹能够举一而反三。
I hope you understand what I'm trying to say here.
换句话说，我们要常常学习跟主耶稣有约会。
So we need to learn to make frequent appointment with Jesus.
常常我鼓励教会的弟兄姊妹，结婚多年，设法安排跟配偶约会的时间。
I have often encouraged you to make appointment or having a date with your spouse.
并不是那么肉麻，那是结婚以前的事情，现在还来这一套。
Maybe we're too old for that.
我们更需要跟主约会。
It's even more important to have a date with Jesus.
第二，在十七节。
Second happens in verse 17.
他们见了耶稣就拜他。
As they saw Jesus, then they worship him.
大使命是给谁的？
Who are this great commission being given to?
大使命是给那些拜耶稣的人。
It's given to those who worship him.
因为十九节耶稣说所不十八节耶稣进前来对他们说，那个他们是谁呢？从十七节看，就是那些拜耶稣的人。
It says here them. Who are those them? They are the ones who worship.
什么叫做敬拜？
What do we mean by worship?
敬拜是一个双向的交通。
Worship is a two-way street.
有去有回才叫真敬拜。
There's a go and a back and forth.
但是我们接受这个中国传统宗教思想的影响。
If we've been influenced by the traditional Chinese way of thinking
about religion, 我们到庙里面去拜神。
As we come to a Buddhist temple,
带着这个一个虔诚的心去拜。
We have very sincere heart.
带着一些礼物牲口去拜。
And we brought gifts and sacrifices.
拜完我们就很满意。
And after the worship, we feel satisfied.
那是单向的敬拜。
That was a one-way street.
圣经里面基督教给我们看到的敬拜不是这一种的。
Christianity goes beyond that.
他是不错接受我们的敬拜。
Yes, indeed, the Lord receive our worship.
从开始默祷、唱诗、这个奉献、读经，都是一些敬拜，我们给主的。
All the things happen, all the process happens in the Sunday morning worship is worshiping God.
然后呢，我们从主那里也让他这个敬拜的宝座向我们发号施令，这才是真正的敬拜。
The true worship also means we will receive teaching from Him.
这一两年
For the last few years,
我用常常这两个字大概不会太夸张。
If I use the word often, I'm not exaggerating.
有人埋怨不习惯英文部的崇拜的方式。
Some complain about the form how the English worships are worshiping, are conducting their worship.
哎呀，他们一敬拜，我们都受不了。
Some just couldn't stand the way they do their worship.
吵死。
Oh, it's too noisy.
又敲敲打打的，受不了。
They're striking and hitting all the time.
然后要牵手，又要举手，烦死。
They hold their hands and raise their hands.
说一看是年轻人领崇拜。
Then they saw they were led by young people.
那么赶快找一个有安全感的左邻右舍站在他们中间。
Then went to look for a secure spot.
因为常常叫我们举握手，发现很尴尬，因为左边又不认识，右边又是个男的。
If I have to hold hand with someone, I have to hold hand with someone I know.
但是弟兄姊妹，从另外一个角度。
From another point of view, though,
那些习惯那种方式敬拜的人来到我们中间参加我们的崇拜，他们也会不习惯。
For those who are used to the English styles of worship, they are not used to the style of worshiping here.
这些老古董。
Those older people.
怎么唱诗那么老牛破车？
Their singing is always too slow.
一点都没有投入，没有参与。
There seems to be no sense of participation.
我们是拍手，然后脚还要跺地。
We jump up and down, and we really threw our whole body into it.
跟你们在一起崇拜，你们站在那里像木乃伊一样。
And you guys stand up there just like mummies.
弟兄姊妹，这是方式。
Brothers and sisters, this is just different style.
你说文化也好。
Whether it's different culture,
你说习惯也好
or maybe the habit,
你说年龄也好
maybe age,
你说教育也好
maybe education,
弟兄姊妹，我觉得更重要。
Dear brothers and sisters, I think goes beyond this.
我们要敬拜主
as we worship our Lord,
我们要见到主
we need to see him.
这个地方告诉我们说，他们见了耶稣就拜他。
Here it says they worship him after they saw him.
没有说到底怎么个拜法。
There was no description how they worshipped them.
有人跪下敬拜耶稣。
Some may have knelt down.
有人站着鼓掌敬拜耶稣。
Some may have been standing and applauding.
有人举手欢迎耶稣。
Some may be waving their arms to welcome him.
有人跑到耶稣面前拥抱耶稣来敬拜他。
Some may have even embraced him.
可能有些人躺下来，他觉得这样他可以敬拜主。
Some may be laying on the ground because they think that's appropriate.
有人用三跪九叩来敬拜他。
Some would kneel and bow for three, eight, or nine times.
弟兄姊妹都可以。
In whichever way, it's all acceptable.
也许十一个使徒有十一种不同的方式。
Maybe 11 disciples have 11 different styles of worship.
真结在哪里？
What's the key point?
是见到耶稣而拜他，那个是最重要。
The key is when they saw Jesus, then they worship him.
你敲锣打鼓，如果不见耶稣，很不自然。
Whether you climb the cymbals or not, if you don't see Jesus,That's not natural.
你说我传统就是这样，你不见耶稣也是空洞的。
If this is your tradition, but if you don't see him, it's empty.
拜他是根基于见他。
Worship him is based upon the foundation of seeing him first.
弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters, please pray for me.
神如果怜悯带领我们夫妇明年底被教会差派出去做宣教士。
If Lord indeed will send us to be missionaries a year and a half from now.
这一年半的时间
in this one and a half year,
我有一个负担，要怎么样把敬拜在我们中间充实起来。
I have my burden, how do we strengthen our worship in this church?
那个姊妹讲的有相当的真理在里面。
What that sister had said has certain truth to it.
我来这里是有道可听。
I'm here to hear your sermon.
好像他告诉我们说来这里无神可拜一样，所以他要到天主教去。
Because she inferred there's no God to worship, therefore she had to go to a Catholic church.
真的吗？我们真的这里无神可拜吗？
Is it really true that there's no Lord to worship in this
church? 弟兄姊妹，求主让人家一进这个礼拜堂就感觉到威严的神在我们的中间，慈爱的主与我们同在。
We want people to fear the presence of the Lord as soon as they enter this church.
弟兄姊妹，我需要你们的合作。
Dear brothers and sisters, I need your cooperation.
因为气氛是很重要的。
Yes, the atmosphere is very important.
准时来是很重要的。
To be able to be on time is important.
你想，我们已经开始聚会了。
See, we already begin our worship.
门还要开一下，关一下，开一下，关一下，不是打岔吗？
The door is continually being swung open and closed.
所以迟到对教会来讲是一个很大很大的伤害。
Late hurts the church.
所以求主帮助我们，让我们台上台下一起合作，能够把我们教会的敬拜能够升格。
I want you all to cooperate so we can move upward in terms of our worship.
Reagan 总统当总统的时候
，When President Reagan was the president，
每一个礼拜天，那个牧师啊，那个 Reagan 去聚会的那个教会的牧师就接到很多的电话。
And on every Sunday, the minister in charge of that church where Reagan worshipped received many phone calls.
Pastor Molly Lee, is President Reagan be there this morning?雷根总统今天会不会来做礼拜呢？啊，就问这个牧师，这牧师烦死了。
The pastor feel tremendous bother because a lot of people to call him and ask if Reagan was going to come to worship that morning.
后来他给一个标准答案给所有，后来他干脆把他录音放在那边，每个人问的就那个录音就放。
So he turned on his recorder, used his recorder to provide an answer.
他说雷根总统来不来 ？I don't know， 但是神一定来。
He said whether Reagan is going to be here this morning, I have no idea.But the Lord is always present.
到下个礼拜讲，因为不讲有一点这个美中不足。
I have to finish my third point.
第十七节的最后，然而还有人疑惑。
At the ending of the verse 17 said, some doubted.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常一讲到教会的侍奉。
As soon as we talk about work or a service in the church.
特别提到大使命。
Especially talking about Great Commission.
我马上就觉得我不够格，我没有资格，我不配。
Some would think I'm not qualified, I'm not worthy of carrying out this commission.
听见福音营有好的消息。
When we hear good news from the gospel camp.
看见一一传福音有好的结果。
As we see the EE has good results.
我们只坐在那里，只有羡慕的份儿。
We're only sitting here to envy them.
因为我太幼嫩。
Because I'm too weak and
因为我功力不够。
Because I'm not good enough.
因为我灵性太低。
Because my spiritual level is too low.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记。
Dear brothers and sisters, do not forget.
十八节开始的大使命。
Verse 18 begin this great commission.
是对着那些敬拜耶稣的人。
They were told to those who worshipped him.
是对着那些与耶稣有约会的人。
To tell to those they had appointment with Jesus,
也是对着那些有疑惑的人。
Also, were told to those who still doubting.
这五个字哈，英文几个字我不知道哈。这个还有人疑惑，实在有点语言不详。
This seems to be very confusing in terms of some doubted.
是这个 some doubted 这两个字有点 obscure， 好像让我们觉得好像很模糊。到底是谁疑惑呢？是疑惑什么呢
？It was not shown as to.Who doubted and what they doubting for?
是不是那十一个使徒疑惑呢
？Were they mean the 11 disciples still doubted?
没有答案。
There's no answer.
但是有一个我们所看见。
But there's one thing we can see.
这个接受大使命的团体是有一些人还疑惑的团体。
Those the group that are receiving this great commission are among of those who doubted.
换句话说，接受大使命的团体是一个不完全的团体。
The ones who received the Great Commission is an imperfect group.
弟兄姊妹，请注意听我下面讲的话。今天地上的教会，今天地上教会的领导人，都不是完全。
Please pay attention to this. The groups, the churches on this earth, those who are leading the churches on this earth, none of them is perfect.
不是说我们要完美了，我们才有资格去做大使命的工作。
Perfection is not a precondition to be qualified to carry out the Great Commission.
对今天地上的教会，对今天教会的领袖来说
，to church and to leaders of the church on earth today,
不完全是给他们有一个成长的空间和机会。
Imperfection allows them rooms to improve.
不完全是正常的。
It is normal to be imperfect.
不成长才是反常的。
Stop growing is abnormal.
今天我们在教会里面不可以从完全的角度来批评教会，来批评教会里面的人。
We should not criticize a church by calling them not perfect.
因为我们批评他们的人本身也是不完全。
Because those who cast the stone are the ones who are also imperfect.
你不完全，凭什么批评这个不完全的教会呢？
An imperfect perfect person is in no position to criticize an imperfect
person. 弟兄姊妹，批评谁都会。
And anyone knows how to criticize.
我们不动手动口，这是多简单的事情。
It is simple to just move your tongue.
但是我们可以从不长进来作为我们彼此的提醒和勉励。
But we should remind each other that we need to grow.
时间的关系，我必须停在这里。
We have to stop here.
但愿我们像那位姐妹所说的，我们今天有道可听。
May we be like what the sister described. There is indeed a sermon to hear in this church.
真正可听的道是需要消化的道。
A true sermon is the sermon that one can receive and digest.
不是拿来欣赏。
It is not something there as a table flower.
求主帮助我们，让我们能够把神的话能够反复地在我们里面消化思想。
May the Lord help us for us to accept and digest and understand the sermon.
请唱323首。
Let's turn to hymn number 323.